And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Hang on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. We have them in the studio. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is here. We're going to be talking some fishing here. Having fun already. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giant. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Like you said, hang on. Your saltwater guide is in the house.
Oh, boy. Can you feel the current increasing here? Is it an uphill or a downhill? I don't know, but there's a current in the office here, that's for sure. And the world headquarters has got some serious action going on with Captain Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. And what's been going on with you?
Oh, it's crazy. It's super crazy. I was living in Cabo 2 months ago. Now I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I work for the greatest boss in the history of bosses. And
it sounds like
we're building an 80-foot Viking right now up in New Jersey. I got to go for a full tour of the factory. It was absolutely insane.
How bad?
From the resin to the boat in the water. Wow. I got to see the whole thing. I got it all filmed, and we're going to be showing it all on my YouTube channel.
Cool. At Viking.
Yeah, they make everything.
Yeah. Now, how many boats at a time do they have in production, do you know?
I think 16 total.
16 at a time.
Yeah.
Anything from 80 feet to whatever.
Yeah, they have some 33. They make that Valhalla, that new center console they're making. So they have two factories, and we went to the Valhalla factory also, and we got a 33. and a 37 of those.
33 and a 37.
Just because.
Oh, you were there. Might as well. Why not?
We bought an 80 that day, too, and I got to hang out with my boss and watch him do all that. It was pretty exciting to watch him spend $9 million.
That's cool.
That was pretty wild.
That's
crazy.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm blessed. I've got a blessed life, and everything's good. And fish are biting in Florida, and fish are biting in Cabo, and fish might start biting again here.
They might bite in Cabo.
Fishing.
So we're obviously in a different cycle here in Southern California, as well as Cabo's in a different cycle too. What about Florida? Is it still pretty consistent over there?
They're doing really good right now. Good swordfish fishing. Really good swordfish fishing. Average one or two a day per boat. I mean, it's really good swordfish fishing right now. My really good friend R.J. Boyle, who kind of has cracked the code and came out here and helped me and Grossbeck and Jimmy Kingsmill see what the heck's going on, and that's when that thing started to happen out here. I've been real tight with him, and he's been doing really, really good catching swordfish, and there's lots of dolphin fish, they call them there.
Yeah.
And
mahi,
it's really,
mahi.
Yeah, and it's funny because they fish by the depth. It's like, today they were biting at 600 feet of water, and then another guy will come in, it was really good in 1,100 feet of water. And then another guy will go, oh, it was good in 600 the day before. What are you talking about? It's all sand.
Maybe it's just good.
Yeah, it's just good. Go troll some valley.
Swordfish then?
No, those Dorado.
Those Dorado.
Dolphin fish.
They catch dolphin fish at 1,100 feet?
No, that's how deep the water is, where they're trolling their valley.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
I don't understand it all either. It's a whole new different thing for me.
But yeah, that's how they like consider their zone. You know, we weren't 3 miles off the beach. We were at 1,100 feet.
We weren't at the 302. Yeah, we were at 1,100 feet of water.
It's not like there's a bank. It's just like a gradual, gradual slope there, right?
Yeah, it's different. It's way different. Yeah. I got to go out on the Atlantic Ocean for the first time in my life. I'm going to be 60 here in a couple months. I'd never been on the Atlantic, so I got to see all that. It was pretty exciting. Tarpon. That's like the most unbelievable fish. They're everywhere over there. They're all over the place. These 100-pound tarpon swimming all over while you're eating lunch, eating breakfast, sitting at the restaurant, watching them swim around. They're in the lakes. They're all over. It's so wild.
And then manatees all over the place.
Yeah, it's just like I tell Kelly, my wife, we walk around. We go to the park every day and walk around, and it's like being at the zoo. It's like being at the San Diego Zoo, but everything's walking around wild. You look in the water. There's fish you've never seen before. And like I was telling you and Rick, I got to go peacock bass fishing in Florida. And I caught peacock bass in Florida.
That's
it was
cool.
Pretty wild. I caught 13 bass in like 2.5 hours of fishing, which was pretty insane. I didn't even know they had peacock bass in Florida. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I love to fish. So wherever there's water.
So you're moving back there?
No, we're there right now. I don't know if the boss will ever let us go home, but we still have our house in Cabo. So
yeah. Cabo's kind of your base right now.
Right. That's where all of our – that's where Kelly's clothes are.
Yeah. But you're still, of course, doing all your stuff with Your Saltwater Guide here based in Southern California.
Absolutely. And I have a new young man working for me, Chase Jermio. He ran the boat for me in the War Heroes on Water tournament because I wasn't – able to make it, and he's such a good fisherman. He's only 22 years old, but the kid has it. He worked for me on the Wild and Sack for a few years. He's got it. He's like a young Dave Hansen or a young Steve Lasley. He's got it. He understands the whole thing out there. He's got it. He won first time he ever ran a boat by himself, and he won 2 trophies in the War Heroes on Water tournament.
Wow.
So he's got it. So he's being my guide here in Southern California. He's taking care of my clients here, taking them out on their boats and teaching them how to fish. He has his captain's license. He has his guide license. He's totally legal, and he's changing people's lives every day.
So you're still taking people out?
I am not, but he is.
But
he is taking care of that.
Service.
And you can read all about it or see the videos on my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And if you guys are having problems figuring this thing out or your boat or your electronics or whatever, Chase is more than willing to go with you on your boat and teach you how to do all that.
Do all that stuff.
Like I did for years.
Yeah. So Your Saltwater Guide isn't just a guide service. It's actually a subscription service, right?
Yeah. It's a website that I put together 3.5 years ago because I saw there was a void in this. Everything's on the Internet now. Everybody searches the Internet for everything. You want to see how Rick ties a knot? You just go on the Internet, type in Rick, and there he is tying a knot. Well, I took all that information and I made a phenomenal website, I believe, anyway. I have over 400 how-to videos on there. Plus, we went back into the archives and all those spot videos that you and I made with Danny Jackson and Pete back 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I went back through all those spot videos and I redid them all and digitalized them all. So I got a little upgrade on the website. You can have access to well over 1,000 spots along the Southern California coast, starting at the Channel Islands, ending at the Mexican border, because I promised Steve and Pete that I wouldn't give anything away below the border. I don't want to die. I like Steve and Pete. So we're just doing everything in Southern California. So when you go on the website, my phone. I'm trying to turn it off.
All right. No problem. People are looking for you.
Yeah. So if you go on the website, you can see all the stuff that I'm talking about. We have personal forums. So if you want to send a message, talk to me personally, you can do that. And then we have game plans that I issue every Thursday. I talk to all the captains that I know and figure out what's going on out here in Southern California. And then you can buy the upgraded game plan. And what the game plan does is, let's just say the sea bass are biting at West Cove at Catalina. Well, I tell you exactly the spot, the GPS numbers, what depth to anchor up in, and how to approach it so that you can be successful in fishing. But then we all know, just because they bit at that spot yesterday, that doesn't mean they're going to bite there tomorrow.
Of course, yeah.
But at least you're going to be in the zone. Yeah. You're going to be in the right place.
A game plan doesn't mean guaranteed success. It's just like your plan of how you're going to attack it. And hopefully all the conditions align, and you do, but at least it's going to put you into the right place. It's going to put you, if it doesn't put you on them, it's going to put you into the zone to make the next move to get on them.
Right. And like you and I and Pete talk every week when I'm on the show with you guys on Sundays, the number one thing I try to teach everybody is quit following boats. And that's what the game plan allows you to do, to leave the dock and actually have a plan. Because most of us have that job thing going on where all we get to do is look on the internet and see what they caught the last couple of days. And then we want to take our friends and family out fishing that day. But we don't really have a plan. All we got is a fish count.
So how important is it when you leave the dock to have a plan?
Rick, it's probably the most important thing in the world, right? Pete, when you guys leave on your boat, you got a plan. You've talked to Frank.
Let's go find the San Diego and go where he is.
Right. You guys have talked to all the captains. You know what's going on the water, and then you put together. You look at your charts and you look at your terraplin and chlorophyll, fish dope. Danny and the boys are on it all the time. You take all that information and you try to put together the best plan you can, because when you go out on your boat, Rick, you don't want to go where everybody's at.
That's it.
You want to look at everything and say, hey, I'm going to go over here so I don't fish in the fleet. It sucks to fish in the fleet. I mean, yeah, sometimes that biomass is so big that you can fish in the fleet and everybody's having a ball. But
more than likely, there's less room to work. You can't put your bait where you need to do it. The fish are already under this guy. Like, there's the list of cons outweigh the pros so much.
Right, and then some dummy on that big Hatteras is going to come driving by you while you're hooked up.
Doing donuts around you, whatever it may be. Like, but like you say, if you're around all the boats, you can't work the way you would if there were nobody. It's just it's not a thing that anybody needs to justify. There's no doubt. It's better to have it by yourself than not.
Right.
Period.
So that's what the game plan does. It gives you a better idea of where you should be so that you're not stuck in fishing for boats all day.
And that's every Thursday on your Saltwater Guide.
Yeah, we try to post it by 3:30 because most people, they want to go fishing on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday because they can get a day early, get off Friday. So you have a plan. And then also, I started that whole lobster thing back in 2006, 2007. So I don't really fish lobsters anymore. I don't have to Thank you. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it, but I used to do it every single night. Every single night, gang, on a different boat. So I took all that information, and I give you a lobster game plan every
year. Really?
Have a lobster game plan, and I get...
So, like, what if you're going to go fish lobster at Catalina right now? Because that seems to be...
Well, if you go on my website, I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you right here, but I'll tell you exactly where to go and what depth
you will.
To fish in.
Okay.
And you can... And I'm sure some of the guys...
And how do you find out this information as current?
Because I have 2,765 members on my website right now this morning. And there'll be more from doing this show.
Sure.
But all those people share what's going on and what they're seeing and what's happening.
Okay.
Plus, doing it for as long as I did it, I can kind of look at what the conditions are like. And I also have a logbook of what we did for the last 10 years doing it. So I kind of have a plan of where this is. the way I approach every game plan is, if I was going with you on your boat tomorrow, this is where I would take you. This is what I would do if I was driving your boat. That's how I approach it. That's how I send you out on these plans. And unbelievable as it may be, these plans work.
Yes.
The people are loving it, and there's more and more people getting on every day. And, you know, the Internet's an amazing animal. You can go on there, and if I'm not doing it right, believe me, there's going to be a ton of negative people on there telling you that I'm not doing it right. I'll make a challenge right now to anybody. Go find some negative about Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Go Google it. Find it, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. You've been doing this since you were a wee child behind your dad, right?
Right. My dad got me into this thing. I remember my mom putting my shoes on in 1965, telling me we're going down to the pier to go fishing with Dad. And I was 3.5 years old. And I remember walking out on the end of the pier. Well, we drove. We got to drive our car on the pier because my dad was the boss. But Mom driving the station wagon out on the end of the pier and me getting on the boat with my dad in 1965.
3.5 years old.
Yeah, and I remember that day like it was yesterday.
On the San Clemente Pier.
Yeah, and he was running the Sun Fund.
Wow.
That was a pretty special day. So, yeah, I grew up in the industry. I don't know. There's probably a lot of people who have been doing it longer than I have, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah. So, your dad is getting a very prestigious award, the Anthony Shea Award from CCA this Friday.
Friday, right? after the golf tournament.
You're
going to
be there?
Yeah, we're going to be there. Kelly and I are coming into town for that.
Sweet. Yeah, that's going to be great. And, and much deserved, too, for you.
Absolutely.
The conservation
normally
award.
People, like I said at his birthday party, normally people get all these accolades after they're gone. Well, he's still here, so.
Yeah, and how old is he now?
Pretty special. Almost 88.
88. He's amazing.
It is, and he's sharp. Sharp.
I'm sure
sharp.
He's listening right now.
Oh, you know he is.
Yeah.
He said,
hi, Don.
Right,
yeah.
Morning, Don.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for me to say something stupid.
Oh, come on now. So that's, of course, a CCA golf tournament. Not sure if there's any spots left in the golf. I know the banquet sold out, but and there may be a spot or two left in the golf tournament this Friday. So if you want to check it out, go to ccacalifornia.org and click on the golf button, and that'll tell you whether you can get in on it or not. It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a special time.
Are you playing in the golf tournament?
No. No, we're just coming in Friday morning.
It's up at the Costa Mesa Country Club,
yep.
So that'll be good. So, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Your saltwater guide, Dave, and he's come bearing gifts.
Yeah,
dude.
So much great stuff to talk about. And you want to talk about, you know, just knowledge kind of covering everything we do in Southern California fishing. Whether it's setting the boat up, setting the gear up, where to go, and from calico bass to big tunas, it's just a great show, and we're really fun having Dave in here today. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call on Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show. The text the show, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Lots of fun. We've been getting some great text messages, and we'd love to read them on the air. Just let us know who you are, where you're texting from, and you got a question for Dave, we will read it on the air. Also, like Pete said, man, someone is going to get hooked up with such a killer prize today. And big thanks to Dave for his generosity. Somebody's going to get a one-year full access membership to the website. Full year, and you know, Your Saltwater Guide has lots of different things, all the great killer how-to videos, all the game plans like you talked about. I mean, there's a bunch of different levels that you can choose to participate at what's right for you, but the winner of today's show is going to get the full access for a full year.
And
a
what
really
does
cool
full
prize.
Access mean?
Well, we have the VIP where you get to have a Zoom call with me once a month. We have a Zoom call where I have 10 members that are on there. We just sit around, do a round table. You get that. You get the game plans. You get all the spots, you get the personal forums, you get the swordfish videos, you get full access to the whole website for the whole year.
All the bluefin tuna videos that
you have. All the kite videos.
Kite videos,
how I taught you how to fly a kite,
exactly.
The whole thing. You get access to everything.
Yeah, and it's a $250 value, and
correct.
Somebody's going to win it today from Your Saltwater Guide, Captain Dave Hansen.
If you're already a member, you can gift it.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
All right.
I dig it. Well, two things. One, again, if you want to get your shot at that, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or again, text the show. That prize is going to one lucky caller. And I did hear from Robbie Gant from CCA Orange County, and they do have two foursomes left for the CCA golf tournament.
That's this Friday at the Costa Mesa Country Club. And it's going to be a great time. It's a best ball scramble. They're going to have all kinds of fun things. I know Daiwa is sponsoring a cast to the hole.
That's
going to
be fun.
Shot there. And lots of fun. So two foursomes left if you want to go. CCACalifornia.org. Just click on the golf button and go play some golf with some great people in the industry. And then go be able to hang out with the icon of the industry, Don Hanson, at the big banquet afterwards.
No doubt.
It's going to be a good time.
Well, as you hear, we got so much great stuff going, so much good information coming up today. Going to be a great show. When we come back, we're taking your phone calls, bringing you those catch reports, all kinds of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product in stock and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your upcoming trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. You'll see the Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies within the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 6th.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Dave. Again, if you want to get your shot, talk to the man, your saltwater guide, and have a shot at winning that killer prize. Full access to yoursaltwaterguide.com website, 213-432-1090.
Wow, fantastic opportunity there to cop the Captain Gabe. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. Let's start it off up at Dana Point. Talk to our man, Bob. Bob from Dana Point's on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, gentlemen. Just a report and a question for Dave. Got off of the Pacific Dawn on Wednesday. Our trip was ruined by the wind at the Bluefin ground, so we zoomed down 135 miles, started meteoring fish when we got past Calnet, but at 135 it was easy, two-day limits on yellowfin up to maybe in the 20s. The next day we went up to kelps along the way and got our limits of yellowtail, quite small, but and went to Dorado. So that was the report for 2.5 days.
Sounds like a heck of a late October trip.
Yeah, the wind. I don't know about you guys, but I've had many trips this year impacted by the wind out there. And anyway, I'm going to get one of those giants again this year. Yeah. I'm going to go on the Shogun on a rice bowl charter next month. And in addition to fishing Guadalupe, it may be a bluefin trip. And I hope to get that 300-pound fish there.
Bob, you're amazing.
You're the man, Bob.
You are something.
Here's the question. My daughter booked a trip on San Diego for Friday. And after this atmospheric river up there, Dave, what kind of tackle do you think I should be bringing for it could be an offshore trip, I don't know, on the San Diego on Friday?
Yeah, weather looks good for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so yeah.
You know, I'd bring a 20-pound rig and a 30-pound rig, and I think you'll be just fine. If he stumbles into those giant tuna and you're undergunned, that's a great story you can tell later. What do you think, Rick? I don't know.
I'm with you that a 25-pound rod catches just about everything that we do. I think with the success that San Diego has, I'm with you. I would have – the only thing that maybe I would add to that would be one heavier outfit that could combo up as a yo-yo jig rod in case you go yellowtail fishing in the Coronado Islands, and then that also makes for a good rod to do whatever else with. You know, I would be with Dave, two lighter bait outfits and then a mid-sized two-speed that you could yo-yo jig with, or you could sink a rig with, or you could fish a flat fall or something like that. There's been great yellowfin fishing that's down a little ways, and if that fish slides up, it could be well within San Diego range. I'm totally with you. I think I would do that, but also maybe have one mid-sized two-speed rig that could combo as yo-yo jig or a heavy bait outfit.
And then, Bob, one thing I would suggest is go to Ryan's Instagram page, because he stays right up on what they're doing, and so that you guys will have a better idea Wednesday or Thursday before you go on the trip. And if you're not adept on that Instagram, I'm sure your daughter is, so just check it out, because it's important, because Ryan's the only one that really knows what's going to happen. Ryan or Matt, those are the guys. They know what they're going to do that next morning. No, none of us really know.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Hey, always great to hear from you, Bob. You're amazing,
Bob.
And keep on rolling. Yeah, he's an inspiration to all us old guys.
I got to fish with Bob at Guadalupe, not this last season, but the season previous. And, man, dude puts time in at the rail, kicks serious butt on a lot of guys, including myself, a lot younger than he. And just, Bob's the man,
Bob's
about
like
it.
In his 80s, right?
I mean, I think a good ways into him now. Bob's the man. I really like fishing with you.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed. You want to get through, here's your chance. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win that Your Saltwater Guide full VIP experience for an entire year. How about that?
Pretty
huh?
sweet. And speaking of that VIP access, we had a great text. This one is a... thanks, Captain Dave, for showing me and putting me on fish all the time. I've learned so much from watching all your videos. Now I really like to make all my friends that go fishing with me on my boat sign up so they can learn like I have. It makes my fishing trips run a lot more smoothly because now the guys, when we're bluefin fishing, have the same knowledge and they know what to expect. Thanks again for the great job. That's from Doug in Claremont. So.
Thanks, Doug.
All right.
And not a bad idea, like you say. If you're ever taking somebody that's new that hasn't seen it, you just, you know, get a few tutorials. At least gets you an idea of what's going on. I don't think that's a bad idea. For as inexpensive as Your Saltwater Guide is to, you know, drop a few bucks to be able to get yourself all tuned up before you get going. I think it's a great call.
And there's 400 videos?
More than. 440 or something like that. But just for example, I spent $7 on my donuts this morning.
$7.
I could have gotten my website almost two times for that for 2 months. Those of you that don't know, it's a whopping $4.99 a month for access to the 400-plus videos. Other stuff upgrades.
$4.99 a month. And how long do you need to sign up for?
A month.
You can try it for a month.
Right now I have a 14-day free trial.
Really?
To see if you can handle the $4.99.
So if you just go on, you can sign up for free right now.
Yeah, like I was telling Rick a couple months ago, the only other thing I could offer you, I guess, is to pay you to go on it. I don't know. It's pretty inexpensive, but I'm trying to make it as easy as I can because I just want everybody to be successful when they go fishing. That's all. Yeah. I'm not trying to buy a house with your membership money. I'm just trying to make it so that when you go out there, like Doug said, you have a clue. It's kind of cool to have a clue.
Yes. Got to have a clue. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just driving and wasting very expensive fuel right now.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
For real.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You can't buy a gallon of fuel for $4.99 at the fuel dock right
now. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's head south down to Cabo San Lucas and talk to our buddy, Dr. Brad Stiles. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, loud and clear. And you just finished competing in the Bisbee Black and Blue Marlin Tournament. And I asked Brad, he sends us an update every day of their fishing experiences, and unfortunately you weren't on the podium this year, but you had some good experiences. But I just wanted him to relate the report of what happened on the tournament, and then what's it like fishing where you could win $9.8 million?
The world's richest fishing tournament ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just became more richer because I think that's a record for them. You know, with the rollover from last year, since no winning fish was caught last year, a lot of the teams kind of doubled down. So it was a $9.8 million potential jackpot. And they had 199 boats this year, which, you know, I'm not sure what the history is, but that's got to be close to a record, too.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's one of those things where anybody can win it. You don't have to have all the big money. You know, it's not terrible money to at least enter the tournament. All the money's in the daily side pots, but you don't have to, you know, to pay for that if you don't want.
So how much really is it across the board, Brad? How much is it if you invest, you go all the way across the board, how much is it to get into Bisbee?
Well, those big teams with those really big boats, like Bad Company, they were down here. I believe if you're in the what's called the Chupacabra daily, which is a $20,000 a day jackpot too, or entry. I think across the board it's like $136,000.
Wow.
But it's, you know, just to enter as a team, and then you can have as many people on the team as you want, but just to enter the tournament it's $5,000. So it's not terrible if you split it up among team members just to get in.
Yeah.
Just for the prize money.
Yeah.
But
so,
that, you know, the start is something else. It's like nothing else.
I'll bet, just being on the water and seeing all that. And then as far as there were only two, the qualifying marlin has to be 300 pounds, black or blue marlin, black or a blue marlin. And there were only two qualifying fish, right?
Well, two qualifying fish. It was a little different this year because normally it's 300-pound minimum weight. If you're under 300 minimum, or if you're under 300 pounds, you got penalized points. But this year they actually gave a little addendum to the rules to say they gave you like a 15-pound grade. So anything over 285, if it's between 285 and 300, it would not count against your daily, you know, for the daily jackpots, but it would count against your overall score. And the big fish was caught day one, which is a 489, I believe, blue marlin. Nothing was weighed in on day two. And then yesterday, Friday, day three, two fish were weighed in. One was 305, so barely qualified. And the other was 293, which if it went by the old rules, it would be a heartbreaker. But because they gave you that 15-pound grace period there, it actually counted for the dailies.
Oh, it did?
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, you can go on the Bisbee's website and the live scoring, and it breaks it down all the different categories and who won what. There were three teams that won money.
So if it was within that grace amount, like you said, it wouldn't win for first, second, or third place, but it would qualify for the daily monies.
Well, they actually ended up getting third place with officially 0 points, but they won the dailies, and that team was all in. Mm. So they won a. They won the most. The third place team won the most.
Really?
Teams one and two were only in a couple of the daily side pots. So it's a weird way to do it, but it's fun and it makes it fun. And you know, every morning at the start line, Wayne Bisbee gets on the radio and tells you what's up, you know, what the money is possible that day, and it's pretty exciting.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
How cool.
So you guys fished all 3 days, what's that experience like? I mean, you're making sure all your knots and crimps are right, right?
Oh yeah, you go over all the stuff beforehand. And the team we fish with, Team Survivor, a friend of ours has a 38-foot skipjack down here. We fish on his boat, so we're trolling. You know, more for the blue marlin, but a lot of the boats live bait, and that's probably more for the black marlin. But I tell you, the live baiters, as you go by like the outer Gordo bank, you'd swear there's a kelp petty out there because there's all these boats just stacked on it, live baiting.
Yeah, and that and did that produce fish this year? I mean, was that were any of those qualifying fish caught on live bait?
Yeah, from what I heard, you know, they announced the grids, which is, but they don't say exactly where they are. But the first day that the big fish, the 49, came from around the Gordo is what I heard. That second place 305 fish came from the Pacific side.
And Captain Dave, did you hear, living in Cabo San Lucas, you must have heard some stuff on what happened down there. Where were all the fish?
They were gone. According to Steve and Pete, there was
Steve
a lot.
Steve Lasley, Pete Prospect, yeah. There was they know a little bit.
Yeah, they kind of in the group. There was
they were fishing it.
They were
fishing it, and we tied them. We did it just as well as they did, so we feel pretty good about
that. You think about that, Brad. You tied Pete Grossbeck and Steve Lasley,
oh,
Team
great.
Bag Company. How about
that's
that,
right.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. But it just was kind of off. It was just a different current, or the fish just kind of went away, huh, Dave?
Yeah, they were saying that there was that hurricane that came through the week before, week and a half before, changed that water current. Steve said he was trolling a knot and a half, and he was actually going backwards 2 knots.
Wow.
Yeah,
smoking downhill current.
Kind of hard to drag your bait around in that current.
So. Yeah, for sure. Well, Brad, so the question is, are you doing it again next year?
Oh, yeah, we'll probably be back. This is actually my 8th year fishing with my friend Kent down here. So, you know, we're planning on it. So hopefully we'll get a score next year. The first year I fished it with him, we got third place. We officially got third place back in 2014. So we're pretty happy with that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And that, what size fish was that?
That was a 328 blue marlin. And it was caught on the last hour of the last day. And we got beat out on the dailies by a fish that was 9 pounds more.
Oh, brutal. Man. Wow.
So we got the third place prize money, but missed out on all the dailies by 9 pounds.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. And so next year, any different game plan? I mean, did you let it ride again, or did they give all the money back that wasn't given?
Well, we're going to see how they do it because the team they finished third place, I think they won all the dailies because they went across the board. But from the rollover from last year, we're going to see if we can roll it over or what they're going to do. They haven't announced it yet, but we'll see.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, Brad Stiles, thanks. Thank you very much. I guess you have to go back to work now, huh?
Yeah, I got to get on a plane here in a couple hours and back to the clinic tomorrow. So back to the grind.
Fixing people's bones. Hey, we sure appreciate
it. Right.
Yeah, good. Brad, hey, great to hear from you. So glad you had a good experience down there at the Bisbee Black and Blue. Next year, we're going to want your call to tell us you won it.
Yeah,
all right?
Top team.
We'll plan on it.
All right.
See you, Brad.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for that.
Okay.
Appreciate
thanks
that.
Much. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
I was just looking at it. What they call across the board is 71,500, and then just like he said, the division this year they called it the Crazy Kids. So it's a daily, you know, the daily jackpot. It's a $20,000 entry, which means it's $20,000 for each day. So it's 60 grand just to be in that part of it. So you're in
the Chupacabra.
If you're in for everything, it's 131,500. But I was talking. Pete Grossbeck came through the shop yesterday talking about it. You know, the odds of that are some of like the best big money odds there. Pete said there were only like 30 teams competing in it, but it was for, you know, over $2 million. So just entering yourself in that, like Brad says, if you happen across a big fish, you have a 1 in 30 shot at winning $2 million.
Wow.
For only a $60,000 investment. I mean, it's pretty good odds,
pretty
you know what I mean?
Odds,
like it's crazy.
I mean, if you can play in that ball game,
exactly.
Why not play big, right?
I can't, you know.
Yeah,
I'm driving an old car.
Guys like Dave.
If I got Dave Hansen money, I mean, for sure, I'm all in on that.
So the team that had the 293 that was in across the board, how much did they
I don't
say
know. I'm trying to find that out. That's what I was looking to. I didn't know that was the case.
Were they in the Chupacabra also?
I don't know.
He said across the board, so maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find. But that's interesting what Brad said, a 15-pound
I had no idea.
Leeway, so I think that's just because the fishing's been so tough here the last couple of years that they had to do something, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy. But, I mean, just that is so much money on the line.
Oh,
so many people. I can't imagine. Like,
$9.8 million for a fish.
Just that's the crazy, jitters huh? So when that shotgun money. Starts going down. Oh, yeah. Man, that's
yeah,
that's
cool. $199. Well, cool thing is next Sunday, 1 week from today, we're gonna have Gary Graham.
Oh, great!
Right. Yeah. Who has been down covering yeah. all the tournaments?
All the tournaments.
Here. So he'll be here in the world headquarters next Sunday, and I guarantee you, Gary will have some great insight for us. For
no
sure.
doubt.
All right. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Island. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, Pete. Ho, Rick. Hi, Dave.
Hey, John.
John.
You know, the last month, talking about the slow fishing, it has been probably one of our worst months I can recall. On top of Olaf, we had that second storm that dumped a lot of rain, certainly on the East Cape, and really hurt the fishing in a big way. The good news is this past week it's improved a bunch. A lot better fishing, especially in the last few days of this past week. We've had the Van Wormers had the tuna shootout, and the wing fish was 51.6, and that won $28,000. Not nice. Much compared to the Bisbee, but
that's
but,
good money though,
it was
for
a good
40
tournament.
Boats.
They had I think 50 some boats participate, and all the fish were caught. Right there at Rincon on Sardine, right around the park border and all that. There was quite a few in the 40-pound range, but the winner was a 51.6. The fishing, like I mentioned, has improved. The water temp's down. It's now 83, 84 degrees. And one of the things that really hurt us on the East Cape was the washes opened up and just dirtied up the water. And because we had multiple storms, it stayed dirty, and it's finally cleaned up now. It's good, clean, clear water, so that's helping the fishing a bunch. The Dorado has finally shown up, and probably our best week for Dorado this year. Lots of 10 to 15-pound fish, all on sardine, down by Rincon, anywhere from the lighthouse to Fraley's. Trolling hoochies are hitting the hoochies and small feathers and and catching them slow trolling on, or rather drift fishing on the sardine. So we're doing real well on the Dorado. Striped marlin bite has picked up, mixed with a few sails, especially in the last few days. They're loving the ballyhoo. Multiple releases are common. They're right off that drop off right there in front of La Rivera, just very, very concentrated, and quite a few of them around. As you know, a few yellowfin. They're all solitary fish that are probably coming out of the park, and most of them are being taken on sardine as well. But I'd say every third or fourth boat is catching one of these 40, 50-pound fish. You know, it's worth mentioning, there are so many skipjack around. It's absolutely crazy. If you want to go and just pull on fish, the fly fishermen are just loving it because there's an abundance of skipjack. You could spend all day pulling on skipjack if you chose to, and a lot of them are like 10-pounders. They're
it's
big.
Good,
big.
Good marlin bait.
Yeah, great marlin bait, and you know it's fun to pull on. You know, I had my kids down at the ranch here last week, and you pull up where you know the skipjack are, and literally you let them pull until everybody's exhausted and doesn't want to pull on them anymore. The loads of skipjack around, a lot of fun for all the anglers and certainly fish to pull on. The bottom's good as well, lots of pompano and pargo. They're taking live sardine. Chunk skipjack is working real well down there too. And overall, the fishing's picked up this week. It was pretty
great
grim
news.
For about a month. A lot of weather, and I know it affected it over on the other side there for the Bisbee as well.
Well, maybe because the weather was so tough in October, maybe now November will be the time to go, and it's very well could be. Hey, John, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero this year or next year, it's not too early to book because I know you're full for the prime months.
No,
how do
not.
We get a hold of you?
Thanks, B. You know it's not. And you know it is fishing. Next month could be the best month of the year. You just
could
never
happen.
Know. 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You're welcome, gentlemen. Thank you.
See you, John. Hey, appreciate that. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And this time of the year, we're always thinking Tranks.
Oh, dude. The best casting reel out there, not only for performance, but also just so user-friendly. The Tranks is such an easy reel to cast, and whether you're fishing surface iron or you're fishing those big weedless swim baits, I'm a huge fan of Tranks just for its performance, but also just the, you know, that you can dial it in to anybody's ability. If you're an expert caster, you can dial that variable braking system all the way down and get huge performance out of it. Or if you're someone new to the game, you can adjust those brakes up, and you know you're right in the mix casting a conventional reel with little to no backlash.
And here's the crazy thing: the Shimano casting contest at Tackle Day features the Shimano Tranks.
That's
right.
That's what we use for that reason. In the hands
and
of an
expert, give it away too. You give away Shimano Tranks.
Yeah, the best cast of the day wins a $500 Shimano Tranks reel. I mean, it's an awesome prize, totally free to get into. And then if you decide that your cast wasn't as good as you wanted to and you want another shot back in, you can buy your way back in with a donation to Friends of Rollo. So
wow.
Free for your first round of casting, and if you know you got more gas left in the tank and you want to buy another shot, you throw a few bucks to Rollo and you get back in it.
There you go. Shimano Tranks, it's the ultimate. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there today. That catch report, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures. They're teaming up for Tackle Days Saturday, November the 6th, with some incredible specials. They've got great discounts on Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures, free goods, and 25 chances to win extra prizes. Be sure to go by the Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Tackle Days at Fisherman's Landing. Again, it's Saturday, November the 6th. Going to be a great time, great prizes, and all Gamakatsu hooks, buy two, get one free.
What a deal.
No limit, mix and match, all good.
And special incentives. They're giving away a lot of stuff for buying Sea Falcon and Gamakatsus, too.
And we mentioned it yesterday, that Sea Falcon was very hard to get this year. You know, it was a very highly sought-after jig. We have a full big bin that we saved just for tackle days. We could put them out right now. We would sell every one at full regular price, but we're saving them just for tackle days. And instead of selling them all at full price, we're saving them for that day and selling them at a discount.
Whoa!
So yeah, going to be a big deal.
That's
for sure.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, we're excited. Hey, let's continue on. Find out what's biting out there. We're going to head it up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, guys. What's up, Dave? Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Good morning, buddy.
Man, what a week. Just another good week up here. You know, water temps for us along our little stretch, and I'm sure it's similar down there, kind of bounced around a little bit this week. 61 to 65 degrees is what we fished in this week. Our half days and our three-quarter days, we're still fishing below our harbor. Is that, you know, that closure is still in effect, and that's worth talking about.
Crazy.
You know, fishing games, they're working hard to get this thing, you know, they have to do some sampling and stuff like that to get it overturned, but it's not just a you know, it's hoop netting outside the harbor mouth, you know, fishing off the beach. So just a heads up to anyone going out, just keep in mind, I don't know what the nature of them, you know, the Fish and Wildlife sighting is, but, you know, they have been out and patrolling it. So just a heads up to anyone.
You can't hoop, you can't fish, you can't commercial lobster fish. I mean, this is killing those poor commercial lobster guys.
Oh, it's brutal. Yeah, it's absolutely brutal. But, yep, you're right, Pete. This is zero. Nothing. It's all.
And their reasoning for this is?
They have to test for contamination.
How long does that test take, right?
Well, right, as fast as you can get that stuff to their labs, I'd imagine they'd hopefully get on it pretty quick. You know, we're just kind of up against their shot clock. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So
yeah, well, hopefully.
So that's what it is. So that's it's kind of forced us on our half day stuff to kind of reinvent the wheel a little bit and get down in some areas, which you know is kind of cool for some half day. A lot of our people don't really get a chance to fish down where we three quarter day fish. You know, we have our diehard half day people, and they're getting a chance to kind of get down and get some of that. So we have been fishing that rockfish down in that Box Canyon, San Onofre area. Sculpin, whitefish, and some fish like that in like the 35 to 40 fathom zones. And then the reds and the boccaccio around that 40 to 50 fathoms, just kind of moving around. We'll start in the mornings, maybe on the anchor when the wind's coming off the beach, you know, and kind of set up that way. And then we'll go try some drifts when things kind of settle down. There hasn't been much current, so the drops have been pretty basic with 8 to 10 ounce sinkers. Been pretty good. We've been seeing some good catches on those vertical jigs, too. Some solid reds and boccaccio on those. Guys fishing like the 80 to like 125 gram jigs. And then those have been the popular sizes, been the most effective for our fishing along the coast. So some of the days, the half day will be out there in that deeper water, depending on how many people they have. And then other days where we have, like I said, some of our hardcore half day guys that like fishing sheephead, stand bass, and calico bass will stay on the inside and half day fish some of the local reefs and stuff. They're off Camp Pendleton. And then over at the islands, the Fury, he's been doing really well too. At Kilmeny in particular, you know, it's been a good mix of rockfish, whitefish, and sheephead. Kind of in his mornings, he's getting set up on some of those spots and catching that stuff, getting in a few drifts. Mid-morning on that rockfish, and then he's been kind of pushing into the shallows, cracking down some of the bonito, a little bit of yellowtail that's been mixed in with that bonito. Those big giant schools of yellowtail are kind of MIA over there, so they haven't really been able to get any big hits on that. But that's kind of what he's been doing over there, picking through some nice-sized bonito and, you know, rounding his rockfish counts out with that. And then just a heads up, too, for us here, we're kicking off our halibut derby again on November 1st. So we'll have the same format. So it'll be open party. Right, you can jump on any open party trip and buy into that halibut derby on that particular day that you're going fishing, or you can hop on those, you know, drift specific trips that we'll have set up on Fridays and Sundays. So
That's 1 week from tomorrow.
It'll start on the 1st. Yep.
That's awesome. Cool.
And 2 weeks from today, Captain Brian Woolley will be right here in the world headquarters. So we're looking forward to that.
That'll be a good time too. Looking forward to coming down and hanging out with you guys again too, for sure.
Yeah, and hopefully he can bring Marcus, too.
Hopefully, and hopefully everything's open by then.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy.
You know, we know what we're working against, so we're not holding our breath, but we're hoping, you know, sooner than later for sure. I mean, it's tough. Those poor lobster guys, I can't even put myself in their position.
All right, so I have a little bit of logic to run by. You can catch lobster beneath a sewer pipe. You can catch lobster in a bay, but a natural seepage of oil or an oil spill, you can't catch lobster. Where's the logic? There is no logic. I mean, it's a tough one. Yeah, pretty crazy. Anyway.
It is. It's wild. So anyways, I just wanted to put that out there. I ran into a couple friends that were going out last night, and I just said, hey, you know, just a heads up. Maybe you didn't know it was closed. I just hate to see someone get cited for something there.
Good Good call, you know, Willie.
Just a heads up. So,
well, when they do open right, it up, guys, it's going to be good, right?
It is going to be good. It will be good, but, you know, it's just kind of a bummer deal, hopefully sooner than later again.
So, for sure, yeah.
Anyways, if you guys want to hop on a trip, I'd certainly recommend calling our landing and making reservations, you know, not because you're not going to get a spot, but this is that time of year across the board, you know, all landings. Just need to make those reservations to get the local trips out, kind of build a trip from there. So our phone number here, 949-496-5794. You can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page, or you can check us out at danawork.com and book online from there.
All right. Thanks, Captain Brian. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, guys. All right.
Very much.
See you guys.
Willie. You know, I hate to dwell on this whole closure thing, but it needs to be said. I can't help but think that the extreme environmental groups are driving this thing. It's so lax logic that, I mean, is that possible? I mean, what's your thought, Dave?
I'm not supposed to talk.
You're not supposed to say.
No, it's absolutely ludicrous. The whole idea of the whole thing is ludicrous. The amount of research that they're going to have to do to open this thing up doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense at all. You're going to dissect fish and see what they got in them and then tell us that it was caused by the oil spill? Really?
Yeah, and this is oil leaks from the bottom of the ocean every day.
There's so much other factors that could cause anything on a fish. He swims. He could have been at the Cortez Bank yesterday, and today he's at San Clemente Island, and then tomorrow he's in Laguna.
Right.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Well, with that said, let's continue with our catch port in a spot that is definitely open and some great biting fish, and that's all the way down at Cedros Island. We're going to talk to our buddy Jeff from Cedros Sport Fishing. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. Man, I'm just sitting here listening to everything going on, and, you know, great sunrise this morning, coffee's hot, and listening to about the Bisbee and Dave and all his information. It's just tackle day's coming up. My God, what's to prevent you from going and having fun right now?
Yeah, life is good, buddy.
Life is good. So, you know, we're winding down our season out at Cedros Sport Fishing. We got one trip left, and it's going to be heading out here in about a week, or actually a couple, 3 days now that I look at the schedule. But, you know, I was down there a week ago, snuck in one last trip before the season was over, and a little bit of wind, not bad. But, you know, a lot of the surface iron fish are still there, bigger fish. Some of the guys were trolling some of the big mackerel that were made for bait in the morning. And they're swinging at the 35 to 40 pounder. So there's fish to be had. And it's just phenomenal fishing down there with the calicos. And we caught some halibut. You know, first time I've ever actually targeted halibut down there on the island. And we had a good count one day. I think Rosie posted the pictures. We had five on the boat for about an hour's worth of fishing. And, you know, things are just great. You know, coming down to Cedros and experiencing what we have to offer is unmatched by anybody else down there. It's a phenomenal trip. It's a great price. People are sitting on the fence. I would suggest, now that the season's almost over, get a hold of Rosie and check out the schedule for 2022. It's filling up, but there are spots available. And, you know, with our seasons that we have, there's always, you know, the season-ending story about what's happening. So this year we got to make sure we keep everybody's attention. So the cliffhanger at the end of this season is, stay tuned. Rosie's going to have a big announcement to make here in the next couple weeks, and it's going to be big. So.
Whoa, really? Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Standing by for that.
Yeah. So some really good things are starting to happen all over the place. And fishing's great local, and even though we're coming up in the holiday season, you know, get out there and have some fun. And one last thing I want to mention is if you're watching and paying attention to what Rosie's posting, you'll see that Steph Franklin, championship barbecue master, extraordinaire. He also has his business, Simply Marvelous. He's down on the island, brought down dinner for every night. He is making dinner with pork chops and steaks, Wagyu type food, you know, with the steaks and the briskets and stuff. So
wait a minute.
If you're looking
we weren't invited on that trip, huh?
You know, I was really leading to that all the last month of how we had a couple of spots open on some trips without actually saying who was going to be on the trip. But
wow, how cool.
So, you know, knowing stuff and his graciousness, he takes down Snake River Farms product, which is probably the best in the States. And he left to head down. handed Rosie a 15-pound Wagyu brisket and said, have fun this weekend. So
wow.
It's on the smoker right now, and so we're winding down our season with a big barbecue.
There
so
you go.
That's
right.
Cool, Jeff.
We'll be right over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save me a slice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody wants to come down to
see... I'll be seeing you a little bit later.
There you go. If somebody wants to come down to Cedro's Sport Fishing, how do we get a hold of Rosie?
The easiest way to get a hold of her, because she does answer her phone, is 619-772-7570. And if, you can't use the phone for whatever reason watching games today, you can still get online and find her at cedrosportfishing.com. Take a look at some of the pictures that are on the site and, have a great weekend. It's, I can think of a lot of worse things to be happening right now than other than living in San Diego and the fishing and the sports and the weather. I mean, God, come on, listening to you guys on the radio, that puts it over the top.
All right.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeff.
It, Jeff. Talk to you next week. Hey, I want to remind you that wrap up our catch report. Check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing reports, all that great information, tackle, and more. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Superponga fleet on the East Coast. Escape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds, we've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.